#Introduction. Welcome to stage one of our course. Refined user journey for business analysts. Data analysis in fintech. In this stage, we will embark on an exciting journey to understand the fundamentals of data analysis. Data analysis is not just about numbers. It's a critical skill that informs decisions, shapes business strategies, and ultimately drives success in the fast-paced landscape of financial services. By the end of this stage, you will have a solid foundation in data analysis, including the types of data, essential statistical concepts, and effective data collection methods. Let's dive in. Main content. Introduction to data analysis. Data analysis is the process of inspecting, cleansing, transforming, and modeling data with the goal of discovering useful information, informing conclusions, and supporting decision-making. In the context of fintech, data analysis enables us to understand customer behaviors, predict trends, and optimize services. Consider this: every time you conduct a transaction, your actions generate data that can be analyzed to improve user experiences. For example, a fintech app may track user transactions to identify the most popular payment methods or frequently used services. By analyzing this data, companies can prioritize features that align with customer needs and enhance usability. By grasping the fundamentals, you pave the way for more informed decision-making in your role as a business analyst. Types of data. Qualitative versus quantitative. Understanding the types of data is crucial. Data can be classified into two main categories: qualitative and quantitative. Qualitative data *** refers to descriptive information that cannot be measured numerically. For instance, customer feedback or user satisfaction ratings fall into this category. This type of data often helps answer why questions, such as why customers prefer a specific feature. Quantitative data, on the other hand, consists of numerical values that can be measured and analyzed statistically, such as transaction amounts or the number of users on a platform. Quantitative data is essential for answering how much or how many questions, such as measuring revenue growth or user retention rates. For example, if a fintech company collects data on customer satisfaction, qualitative, and average transaction amounts, quantitative, analyzing both types can provide a holistic view of customer behavior and financial performance. Recognizing the difference between these two types of data allows you to choose the appropriate analysis methods and draw meaningful insights. Importance of data analysis in business. Why is data analysis so vital in the business world? In the financial services sector, data analysis helps organizations identify trends, mitigate risks, and enhance customer experiences. For example, by analyzing transaction data, a fintech company can detect unusual patterns that may indicate fraudulent activity. Moreover, understanding customer preferences through data allows businesses to tailor their offerings, leading to increased customer satisfaction and loyalty. Another example is leveraging data to identify underserved customer segments. If analysis reveals that younger users transact less frequently but demonstrate high engagement with certain features, the company can design targeted campaigns to convert engagement into transactions. In essence, data analysis is the backbone of strategic decision-making in any successful business. Basic statistical concepts. Mean, median, mode, standard deviation. Next, let's discuss some basic statistical concepts. The mean is the average of a set of values. For instance, if a fintech company calculates the average transaction amount, this metric can indicate typical user spending behavior. The median is the middle value when data is arranged in order. For example, If the company wants to understand the typical transaction amount, the median is useful in cases where outliers, e.g., very high or very low transactions, may skew the mean. The mode asterisk asterisk represents the most frequently occurring value in a data set. If a fintech app tracks the mode of transaction amounts, it can identify the most common purchase size. Lastly, standard deviation asterisk asterisk measures how spread out the values are from the mean. For example, identifying a high standard deviation in transaction amounts might suggest a diverse customer base with varied spending habits. These concepts are foundational in data analysis, enabling you to summarize and interpret data effectively. For instance, if you're analyzing customer transaction amounts, knowing the mean and standard deviation helps you understand spending behavior and identify outliers. Data collection methods, surveys, interviews, observations. Finally, let's explore data collection methods. Effective data analysis begins with reliable data collection. Surveys asterisk asterisk can garner quantitative data through structured questions, such as collecting numerical ratings on customer satisfaction. For example, a fintech company can use surveys to gather insights about app usability on a scale of 1 to 10. Interviews asterisk asterisk often yield qualitative insights through open-ended discussions. For instance, interviewing customers about their experience with a new feature can help uncover detailed feedback that may not appear in survey responses. Observations asterisk asterisk allow analysts to gather data based on real-time behaviors in a natural setting. For instance, a fintech company may observe user interactions on their app to identify pain points, such as drop-off points during the sign-up process. Combining these methods ensures a comprehensive approach to data collection. For example, a fintech company might use surveys to gather quantitative data about app performance, interviews to collect qualitative feedback, and observations to identify unspoken user behaviors. Conclusion. As we conclude stage one, we've laid the groundwork for understanding data analysis in fintech. You've learned about the significance of data analysis, the different types of data, essential statistical concepts, and effective data collection methods. This foundational knowledge will serve as a stepping stone as we progress through the course, leading to more advanced topics. Remember, every insight derived from data can drive meaningful change in your organization. Reflection questions. 1. How can understanding the types of data enhance your decision-making process as a business analyst? 2. Reflect on a recent decision you made at work. How could data analysis have improved that decision? 3. Which data collection method do you think would be most effective in your current role? And why? Thank you for joining me in stage 1. I look forward to seeing you in the next stage as we continue to refine our understanding of data analysis in the fintech industry.